Let us start here on my left. Please, would you mind giving your name? Yes, Nicolas Amovi from Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. BNP Paribas was subpoenaed by three NGOs for financing fossil fuel projects. Do you run the same kind of risk at AXA? And if so, what do you do to prepare for such a risk? Another question, France, Germany, Europe at large is looking at some hydrogen projects and whether hydrogen can be used to generate nuclear power. Has AXA been financing nuclear-related projects as well as hydrogen-based nuclear projects and will do so in the future? Thank you, Nicolas, for these two questions. I will respond to the first part of your question. It is of great importance that the economic players, including financial players, but also industrial players, do actively contribute to environmental transitioning. And this is in this spirit of things that AXA very early on engaged in this approach, first by excluding some industries, which were the most polluting industries like coal and others, in order to refocus its investments into greener investments. And we mentioned here the number of €23 billion. In the second stage, it is clear that we need now to support companies in their environmental transformation and transitioning. It is of great importance for us that we focus our efforts on very real and tangible projects. On the other hand, we need to comply with existing regulations, including in the field of asset management. And number three, we need to have internal KPIs which will enable us to track and measure progress. Now, we are doing all this on all fronts and doing our utmost for this to be achieved under the best possible conditions. And as we speak, we are not at all in the same situation as the financial institution that you mentioned. Now, with respect to the second part of your question, it is of importance as well that European governments discuss a different and new energy mix. Clearly, nuclear and nuclear power is the focus of many discussions and debates in France, in Germany, and between France and Germany, and hydrogen and green hydrogen especially is the advent of a new era. And for us, we are at the beginning of a new source of significant growth. And one stage in this growth will be on the back of climate transitioning. This will be done by way of investment and by way of delivering more insurance cover because we need to work on both fronts. And AXA is clearly an active participant in the two fields, in the nuclear-related power generation and in the green hydrogen generation. On the insurance front, with respect to hydrogen, we'll be participating in delivering risk pooling solutions to cover nuclear-related risks. And the nuclear industry is not just about nuclear power generation. You have all equipment providers as well. And we are here to help them and support them with respect to investments and insurance cover on the green hydrogen front. This is an emerging sector, an emerging industry. This is at the very beginning of its development, and we want to help and support this transitioning on the back of our investments and on the insurance covers on the front of renewables and on the front of green hydrogen projects. If these projects get signed off and validated, and if they deliver higher value addition by way of our contribution to societies and by way of our role as investors. Next question. Thank you. Gwenaëlle Perrin from Argus de l'Assurance. You spoke about Russia. You did speak about the Ukraine war. You explained drop in our net income from the disposal of the Réseau network, which you were a shareholder for 15 years. Can you explain and expand on why you lost your net income? And can you tell us what kind of business operations AXA still holds in Russia? Alban suggests that you respond to the first question, and Frédéric, that you respond to the second question on Russia. Alban first. With respect to Réseau guarantee, we still have the same stake as we had in the past. What we did is that we totally provisioned the goodwill we had on Garantia network, i.e., some 150 million euros, by way of provisions. This is our financial, this is a financial investment. There's no reason to keep recognizing goodwill on this financial interest. Let me pick up on this. We still have a minority stake, financial interest in the Garantia network. We no longer have any member of AXA sitting on the board of directors. This is a historic joint venture, jointly with Russian entrepreneurs, which have not been covered by sanctions, which have not been sanctioned, and this is the situation to date. Thomas Buberl, you need to know that our Russian operation accounts for a very, very, very small chunk of the entire setup for AXA. Next question. I have several questions, in fact. The first is with respect to your Nat Cat exposure levels in the reinsurance business for a number of years. You've told us that you were trying to cut this exposure level. Have you reached a satisfactory level, or will you keep cutting this exposure level? And to which limits? Can you tell us more about this with respect to AXA XL? You acquired XL some years ago. You are generating some good cash flows, as you showed. Is your goal and ambition to acquire a big company after your next strategic plan starting from 2023? And I have a need for more clarification with respect to AXA in France. According to our France Assurance magazine, there were some 10 billion euro claims, yet you have an 89% combined ratio with price increases of only 1%. How were you able to deliver such a good combined ratio? And I would like to know how many new business contracts you got in the P&C business. Let us start with Patrick Cohen to answer your question on France, sir. Then the cutting of the Nat Cat exposure will be answered by Frédéric, and I will answer your second question on a potential new acquisition deal. You're right to ask your question about the backdrop and context in France. It was very adverse in France with the impact of inflation in France today. Looking at the most impacted business lines, motor insurance among one, inflation level was on the order of 8%, which we were able to offset thanks to very disciplined program to refer policyholders to our partner repair workshops to have group purchasing efforts, which offset the impact of inflation. We had also two positive factors. The first is lower frequency rate, and the second factor was that we had a mix of claims which was more favorable to us. I will add to these factors that we are working hard via the investments we take in technology projects to be leaner and more efficient, and our expense ratio was lowered by one percentage point, a bit more than one percentage point last year. And this gives us the possibility to deliver this combined ratio that you mentioned. Frédéric, on Nat Cat, yes. There's one slide which wasn't showed here, which we show to the investors, which shows our Nat Cat exposure on average, and stating that it will remain stable at 2 billion euros in fiscal 2023. Now, there are several contrary movements in this situation. The first movement is that our Nat Cat exposure has been increasing due to inflation, naturally speaking, every year, especially now. The second factor, which increases the exposure level, is that you've read that the reinsurance market was very strained last year, at the end of last year, with reduced capacity, and our retention rates have increased. That is, we onboard more risk with every claim. Now, these two factors have been offset by a third factor, which is that we've lowered our Nat Cat exposure level at AXA XL Re, our reinsurance business. We've lowered it by 40% last year, and we will reduce it by another 35% this year again. So what we believe is that by late 2023, we should basically have the rightly sized portfolio at AXA XL Re with the right Nat Cat exposure, the one we want. So basically, across the board, we've had a stable Nat Cat exposure across the AXA group. I did not answer you on the net contribution. 146,000 euros on retail PNC. It's a record level, which illustrates what I told you. That is the efforts we take on digitizing client pathways, on high quality of service, and what we need to protect the purchasing power of French people. With respect to your second question, on a potential large Excel style deal. Well, such a deal would fall within, no, the last deal fell within the in-depth transformational process, because after the financial crisis, we were exposed to financial risk up to 80%. We totally switched the equation today. The business line, which is still very much exposed to financial risks, is on the level of 15%, which means that the largest chunk of our business operations focused on the key target segments, which is the PNC health and protection business operations, which gives us an AXA group which is well equipped and well prepared for the future by being simpler, more focused, and more stable as well with respect to generation of, results and generation of learning, sorry, and generation of cash, which means that we are very well equipped and very well prepared for the next step to finalize our existing strategic plan while getting on track for the next strategic plan, which will be focused on growth and growth. With this platform, as you heard from my three colleagues, we still have huge potential for more growth opportunities, which we can tap into, leveraging on our own existing means and resources, because we are very well equipped and positioned, focusing on being the largest commercial insurer globally with a very strong presence in Europe and in Japan. We have all it takes to grow by ourselves, which does not mean that we are not looking at potential acquisition targets, but basically, we focus, when we look at targets, on the types of targets and the types of transactions which you saw happen in Spain and in Turkey, basically trying to shore up our positions in existing markets where we already have a strong presence. And this will be our line of conduct going forward. We have all it takes to succeed. Are there other questions in the audience?
Yes, hello. Jean Poitier from Investir. Could you come back to prices, especially at AXA XL? You indicated price hikes last year, plus 5% for companies, plus 4% for personal lines. What's the level for 2023 that you foresee? Alban, will you answer this question? Is it already negotiated or not? Your question bears upon AXA XL, which is the commercial insurance for what we see for the renewals for the beginning of 2023, mainly in Europe, is always an increase of prices fairly sharp, depending on the lines, especially on the P&C side, around 8 to 10%, that is, but also on 14% on personal liabilities, and then more moderate on specialties and financial lines. We take one last question, and perhaps on AXA.com, any question?
To ask a comment about your investment in Monte dei Paschi di Siena in Italy. What was the impact on your balance sheet so far, and what would be your preferred solution for the bank? When the Italian government exits, would you prefer the acquisition by a bigger bank, a breakup among smaller banks, or something else? Thanks.
Well, very interesting question. Thank you very much. Antimo Peretta, who is responsible for Italy, is in the room and will answer the question because he is the expert on our partnership with MPS.
Je réponds en français.
We'll answer in French. So thank you very much for the question. The partnership with AXA MPS and the bank in Italy is a partnership that started 14 years ago. It works quite well. We had ups and downs, but finally it's clear that we are an insurance group and we focus to serve customers with innovative insurance products. Our position has always been to be with a partner. We have helped them in terms of rights issue. We were where we had to be, and now it is clear that we hope that the bank will be put into the hands of the best to continue with this partnership. We are not interested in managing a bank. You heard us several times. We sold our stake in Belgium and others in Belgium, in Switzerland and Germany. We are an insurance group, and this is why we are with the Treasury Department, with the Finance Minister. We try to find the best solution for the future bank, so that they are a strong player in Italy, so that we can continue our cooperation in insurance with that bank. So that's our strategy. Thank you, Antimo. Thanks to all of you for having been with us. Thank you for your attention and your questions, by the way. I wish you a beautiful day. There's some of us that who can stay for a few minutes if you have extra questions. Unfortunately, now we must depart to present to the analysts, shareholders, our earnings, and I wish you a beautiful day.